Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Confidence. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, focusing on the present moment. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, constantly racing between past regrets and future anxieties? You know that feeling when you're trying to enjoy a delicious meal, but you're already mentally planning tomorrow's to-do list? Trust me, I get it. It's easy to get caught up in a whirlwind of our thoughts. But here's the thing: true clarity, inner peace, and even success often come from mastering the art of being present. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another mindfulness lecture, hear me out. This isn't about emptying your mind or becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about making a conscious choice to anchor yourself in the here and now, even for a few moments each day. Think of it like this. Life is happening right now, not in some hazy memory or imaginary future. The more you focus on the present, the more you can truly experience the richness of your life, that amazing cup of coffee you're sipping, the laughter shared with loved ones, even the frustration of traffic can become a chance for mindful observation. So, what are some concrete ways to bring this practice into your daily grind? First, become a master observer. Pay attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch right now? Really engage with these sensations. It's like hitting the refresh button on your mind. Suddenly, you're grounded in reality instead of lost in thought loops. Second, practice mindful breathing. Sounds simple, right? But taking a few deep breaths, focusing on the rise and fall of your chest, can have an incredible calming effect. Think of it like hitting pause on the mental chatter. When you feel anxiety creeping in, that's your cue to take a few conscious breaths and refocus on the present moment. Third, single task. You know those days when you're trying to answer emails while planning a meeting, while scrolling through social media? It's a recipe for stress and inefficiency. Instead, try focusing on one thing at a time. Give it your full attention, complete it, then move on to the next task. You'll be surprised how much more productive and clear-headed you feel. Fourth, savor those small moments. We often get caught up in chasing big milestones that we forget to appreciate the little things. A warm shower, a good conversation with a friend, or even just feeling the sun on your skin. Make a conscious effort to savor these moments. They add up to a truly fulfilling life. And finally, remember that progress isn't perfection. Some days will be easier than others. There will be times when you feel like your mind is all over the place. That's okay. Just gently guide yourself back to the present moment. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger your ability to focus becomes. Speaking of real-world examples, let me tell you about a time I was completely lost in my own head. I had a big presentation coming up, and I was consumed by anxiety about what if I messed up, what if people didn't like it. The whole week leading up to it felt like a blur of nerves and worry. But then, during the actual presentation, something clicked. Instead of focusing on the outcome or potential disasters, I started paying attention to my audience, their reactions, their questions. I became fully present in that moment, sharing my ideas with genuine passion and connection. And you know what? The presentation went amazingly well. Because by letting go of the mental chatter and focusing on the present, I was able to truly connect with my audience and deliver a powerful message. It was a major turning point for me, a reminder that sometimes the key to success lies in simply being fully present in the moment. So, remember friends, life is happening right now. Let's make a conscious choice to be more present, more engaged, and more alive in every experience. Take a few deep breaths, savor your coffee, and notice the world around you with fresh eyes. You got this. Join me tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Confidence. Let's unlock our inner power and calm together, one day at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.